Hi everyone. So, one of the keys to restoring our feminine energy lies in cultivating our feminine self-worth and our authentic confidence. And this means not only understanding our value, but also trusting ourselves and trusting life. So I invite you to just feel into for a moment what it would feel like in your life if you could expand your confidence. If you could really rest in a deep sense of trust for yourself and for life, letting go of control, knowing that you were supported and that life wanted you to thrive, wanted to co-create with you your deepest dreams and desires. What if you knew that life was organizing around your dreams and your success? If you could trust yourself and your inner knowing, not the knowing of the mind, but the knowing of the heart and the body and the higher self. And if you could show up in your life with this belief, this posture of authentic confidence. How would that feel? And what else might that allow to enter your life? The key to accessing our confidence is a connection to ourselves and to a higher power, so that we can trust in the divine order, and knowing that everything is unfolding exactly as it is meant to, and that you can relax and find safety in this trust and receptivity, rather than feeling like you have to control and figure everything out. Because the feminine does not need to know. Not the type of knowing in the mind. The feminine becomes magnetic when she is open and empty. So go ahead and close your eyes and bring your awareness into your breath. Starting to deepen your breath and bringing your energy down into your body, into your hips, dropping down into your legs and your feet and into the earth. Imagine yourself connecting down into the center of the earth. Now I invite you to tune into yourself for a moment. Feel into where you are right now in your own ability to trust yourself and to trust life. Do you believe that life is supporting you? Do you have insecurities? Feel into this. Where does it actually live in your body? And go right into the center of those feelings without judgment. And just be with them for a moment with complete acceptance of yourself, wherever you are right now. We can't shift things if we're coming from a stance of judgment and self-rejection. And so know that you are fine just as you are. Any uncertainty and insecurity isn't your fault. This is part of our feminine wounding and the narrative that we have been programmed with. And now you also have the opportunity to shift things. So just feel into this scared or insecure or uncertain part of yourself. And know that this part of yourself is not wrong, is not broken, is not weak. This is a part that is in all of us. We all feel this to some degree. Now I invite you to feel into another part of yourself, the part that you have access to when you are in your clearest moments, when you are feeling in alignment and in a flow state, the loving and wise and brilliant and creative part of yourself, the mature, present woman that you extend to others in times of need. And feel into this part of yourself. Where does that live in your body? How does that feel when you are accessing this mature, present woman? And now imagine that you are turning this part of yourself towards the other part of yourself that feels uncertain or insecure or not enough. And allow the breath to bring these parts of you into connection. You can imagine this mature, present woman embracing that part of you that feels scared or alone. And you can give her reassurance and comfort. The deeper truth is that your very existence is more than enough. You are inherently worthy of receiving all manner of support from life, from others, from yourself. You are worthy of being here, of having a voice, of being loved, and to have all the good things in life. The truth is that there's nothing you need to do or be or know or prove to be any more worthy. Just in your existence and your being, you are already worthy, and there's nothing you need to prove. So keep breathing and integrating these parts of yourself, allowing that uncertain part of you to feel held and seen and supported. You can let go of any need to know how you're going to get there. You can trust in the unfolding of life. Rumi said, "As you start to walk on the way appears." You don't need to control your life or other people or other people's perceptions of you. You don't need to be anything other than your authentic self. You don't need to strive or improve or fix yourself because you are not broken. Trusting in the wisdom of life, of spirit, and knowing that the greatest things that shape our lives, we can't always control ourselves. Ultimately, control is an illusion. And this state of contraction can actually keep away the things that we desire. So allow yourself to move into this frequency of trust and innocence and curiosity, opening up to life while staying grounded in the wisdom of your body and your inner knowing, your true feelings, and trusting that life is guiding you and wants to give you what you need and desire. And you can share and speak your desires, your feelings, your needs, and act on them, knowing that these things are your compass. So just take a moment to sit in this frequency of trust and authentic confidence.